This is about a 50-year-old song, first recorded by Stan Getz in 1964.
Dr. Richard Pearl scrolls through a music playlist on his smartphone.
It was first recorded in Portuguese.
Dr. Pearl's been a pediatric surgeon for 35 years. He's the director of pediatric trauma and surgery at the Children's Hospital of Illinois at OSF St. Francis Medical Center. Dr. Pearl and his staff are getting ready for surgery, and he says that he uses music in the operating room to open and close a surgical procedure.
That's his wife. I think music finishes off the event. It's like adding a frame to a picture.
The patient is a 13-year-old boy with a caved-in chest, but before Dr. Pearl begins the procedure, he hooks up his phone to Bose speakers, and amid the noise of medical equipment and monitors, another sound emerges. Throughout the hour-long procedure, the songs stay mellow, ranging from Sinatra to jazz. But Dr. Pearl says that he prefers more upbeat hits when he's finishing the procedure and closing the operation. And Dr. Pearl has a partner in surgery. That's pediatric surgeon Chuck Abrahamian. Dr. Pearl says that the lead surgeon of each procedure doubles as the DJ because their playlist is king.
When it's my patient and it's my case, we listen to what I like. When it's his patient, I'm helping him, we listen to what he likes.
Pearl Jam, Johnny Cash, Lyle Lovett, The Thermals, The Band, Cat Stevens, White Stripes.
That's Dr. Abrahamian. Naturally, others in the surgery room might prefer their own musical tastes before and during a procedure. Another surgery at OSF started off with a different sort of playlist. The procedure is removing a spinal disc in the neck of a patient to help alleviate pain. Neurosurgeon Dr. Dan Fassett is handling the procedure. His top musical picks for surgery include classic rock and grunge.
It just makes the day kind of ease by. I think it helps relieve tension. I think it actually improves our focus in surgeries.
Fassett's a member of the Illinois Neurological Institute, and like many area surgeons, he has privileges at Unity Point Health. But no matter which hospital system the surgeons are working in, sometimes there can be a little discord in the operating room. This time, it's over Dr. Fassett's music selection. Nurse Kim Blackburn says that country is her favorite genre.
I'll get by with it for about a half an hour, and then once we're settled into the case, it's kind of like, can we get the station changed, please? I'm tired of listening to country. Or, you know, some twangy song will come on Pandora's mix, and he's like, wait, no. Can we get something better?
But the choice for operating room grooves doesn't stop at medical personnel. Blackburn says that she also uses music to help young patients ease into anesthesia.
I just had a little girl not too long ago. Frozen's really popular. So we sang that as she was going off to sleep. We played it, and she was singing it, and we were trying to get her to breathe the oxygen. So I had her sing with me, and that got her off to sleep. So that's really popular for the little kiddos.
Back in the surgical suite with Dr. Fassett, Blackburn works with second-year medical resident Paul McMahon.
I like something that really, you know, slows the heart rate, calms you down. More early 2000 rap. You know, a lot of Dre, a lot of Ice Cube, a lot of Eminem, early Eminem.
While personal music playlists via smartphones are relatively new to the cultural vernacular, music in surgery is not. For some, like neurosurgeon Dan Fassett, music in surgery is almost as integral to the procedure as having a sterile environment for it.
If we have an operating room that does not equip with music, it just seems like it's out of my routine. Something is off.
So it seems, no matter the genre, some surgeons and surgical staff agree that as far as general scheduled surgical procedures go, music adds to the omnipresent goal in any operation, maintaining a successful outcome for the patient. I'm Alex Rusciano.